This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the Dustmen.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah.
The people who composed the Fight Club soundtrack.
Yeah. Yep. The Dust Brothers and Sisters of the Dreamlands.
Yeah. I like these things quite a bit, Gary.
These are actually really good.
This is really good. So in the Dreamland, these are kind of like dust golems, right? They have a vaguely man-like shape. They can punch you and stuff like that. But it is when they appear in our world that they become basically a poison.
Yeah. Well, also, just real quick before we go into that, they were born when the Mad Arab was reading the Necronomicon and like fell to his knees in the dirt.
Yeah.
And just the act of reading it created the magic of these things. Like, it wasn't when he died. It wasn't when he read it and was torn apart by fucking invisible monsters in the bazaar. Mm-hmm. It was when he just being out and reading it at all created life.
Yeah.
Of these things.
Very good.
They communicate. They can't talk. They communicate through really complicated gestures. Not complicated gestures, because gestures are extremely simple, actually. Right. But complicated gestures. But if they come into our world, like you said, they are basically a poison.
Right.
So, they come up to you and try to get you to breathe them in.
Yeah, or somebody can try and lace you with them. Like Dale Gribble walks up in pocket sand, but it's actually dust.
It's a pocket friend. Yeah,
yeah. You know, my pocket friend.
Pocket sand man.
Yeah. You inhale it, and it torments your dreams, and also will very subtly try and lure you into danger. I love that.
That's the great part. Yeah, that is really good because it's kind of like a command spell in D&D where you can't do it. It can't just be like, "Hey, idiot, jump off a bridge."
Right.
It you know, unless you're already going to do that.
Yeah, it makes you like take a route on your way to work that increases the likelihood that you would fall off of a bridge.
Or my favorite one, take the wrong medication.
So I mean, like that's terrifying. Like,
like it's real as hell.
Yeah, just like, okay, you know? did I take my pill tonight? Shit, yep. I can't remember. All right, well, taking another one will suck, and not taking another one will suck, or not taking it all will suck. Yeah, no, Gary, I might have a dust man.
Yeah, I think you do.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's not good, man. I don't know how you get rid of it.
No.
Like, does it tell you how to get rid of it?
I mean, it seems pretty intractable. Like, you get it, and then you start sleepwalking.
Slowly kills you.
Yeah.
One way or another.
It can be exercised from the dreams by magical means, but otherwise, no, it just claims you. It claims sanity every night.
Yeah, well, sorry, buddy.
So here's what it is. A sandman can be, or a dustman can be sicked on you and tied to like a personal object.
Oh yeah, it's an object. Yeah.
So if you recover the object and destroy it, then the dustman is unbound from you.
What objects do you have, Cole, that you think might be infected?
I have a lot of notebooks.
That's it.
Yeah.
All of me to go into the toilet, my friend.
Fuck. Oh man, I write my things down in those.
Nope. Mm. Writing piss and erasing shit because they're going in the toilet, or you're gonna get dust manned.
Okay. So. Well, I'll have to get it. I have to figure out which notebook is missing. God, I hate days like today. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.